Amen. I've got a few thoughts to share with you relevant to being Mother's Day. Somebody once said, I want my children to have all the things that I couldn't afford, and then I want to move in with them. My mother's menu consists of two choices, take it or leave it. When growing up, remember that? I heard one of my mentors, Zig Ziglar, said, we lived through the Depression. We didn't even know it was Depression. We had it great. Said we always had plenty to eat because every time I'd want seconds, Mom would say, no, you have plenty. And when your kids become wild and go crazy, just find a nice, safe playpen. And after they settle down, you can come out and start parenting again. Somebody said, it's not easy being a mom. If it were easy, the fathers would do it. Whoa. Insanity and lack of common sense is hereditary. Parents do get it from their children. And silence is golden unless you're a mother, and then silence is suspicious. Is that right? I'm not even a lady, and I kind of got that a little bit. So I'm going to read to you from a couple of scriptures. Proverbs chapter 31. And I'm just going to read these in succession here as is. Proverbs 31, 28, 29. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. This is a word for all of mothers here today. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7 says, and these words have I commanded you today that shall be on your heart, speaking to mothers. You shall teach them diligently, teach these words diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. In other words, all the time, there's never an inopportune time for you to teach and admonish and demonstrate God's words to your children. That's why this nation, for all of the challenges we have now, is still great and has become strong, not perfect, but because of mothers, not in any small way either, where mothers have imparted God's word into their children, imparted morals and traditions that are and customs that are beneficial, and mostly above all everything else, the love of a mother is foundational to why we have a country the way that it is today. And I don't really have a title to what I'm going to share. We'll figure it out on the other end, I guess. We'll probably have three or four of them by the time we're here. But the qualities of a mother, I guess that might be closer to anything. In the Hebrew, and I always like it when I get a chance to say Hebrew, because in my house I got lots of books that I read, and I get to pick one word out of all those books and find out what it really means. So that makes them all worthwhile. I'm not a hoarder. Don't jump on me for that. In Hebrew, the biblical word for mother is translated ame, A-M-E, ame, and it literally means the bond of the family. That same word also implies a force that strengthens and holds things together. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? That doesn't diminish the father's role in any way. In fact, we've had our times, Dad. We had our Father's Day. We've had our time, and every day should be Father's Day. But today, we're going to look at the individual that God created that's the only other individual that we know of that can create human life and bring human life forth. God created, in the beginning, God created everything, and man and woman, and that's the very condensed version. But then he gave the ability of humanity to procreate, to create humanity. That's a wonderful thing. It's a painful thing. It's a glorious thing. Isn't it kind of, and I'm setting up here, and what am I qualified to say about it? I'm just glad that God had made it the way he did in his wisdom. And I need to take this step to say it. That's the way it always has been, and it's not been that way because of tradition or societal standards or government laws. It was created in the beginning by the Creator. And I love it when we hear things like, what were we assigned and blah, blah, blah. I won't go into all that. But if there's an assignment, there's an assigner. If there's a plan, there's a planner. If there's a creation, there's a Creator. And if there's a human, then there's a God. And He expressed His love to us by creating us in His image, spitting image. The version that I read, somebody was translating it. I don't know if there's such a thing as a hillbilly version, but it's pretty close. That we are the spitting image of our Father. The perfect image of His expression. The man, the woman, together as one, creating images of the love of all creation, the love of God, over and over again. And yes, man messed it up. The Bible says that they partook of something they shouldn't partook of. Eve partook. She was deceived. And then the man partook with her. And that's why we deal with a world like we have now, where there's problems and sin and destruction and death. And that's why God loved us so much, all in His plan to save us from all of that. How is He going to save us? Through mother giving birth to His Son. Wow. You know, I alluded earlier about how that God is, we already have His attention. And mothers, think with me this way for a moment. When your children, especially when they're little and they're not in your sight, I bet you they still have your attention, don't they? But I also say that there are more distractions trying to keep our attention away. The mothers, more so than even the men, I think, in my opinion, to distract the mothers away from how sacred and good and strong she is and what she means to humanity and what she means in the scheme of everything. Mothers are under attack today. Everybody's under attack, but it not affected anybody like it is mothers. We live in a time where women are told that your career path and your personal goals and objectives are extremely important, very important. In fact, they're the most important thing, and you need to learn to manipulate, and you need to have the control to do that. And if somebody comes in your way, push them out of the way. And if there's a pregnancy, then you just stop it. Just water it down to a matter of choice. And I see that as an attack on womanhood and certainly on motherhood. Because it's not right. It's wrong. And that's another thing. This is why we need mothers in another special way, and I'll talk about that more in a moment. We need the wisdom and the calmness and the guidance of mothers today, because we live in a world, in a time, where you can look at something white and they'll say, that's black. There's no question about it. We say it's black because, or green, whatever color, because this bunch of people all agreed that it was. Even if it's totally opposite of what the truth is, we live in a day where wrong is said to be right, lies are said to be truth, and truth is subjective. You can have your truth and I can have mine. It might be different, but it's still truth. And there's one absolute truth. And the challenge that's distracting women today away from the things that God has put in her and in all of us to nurture and love and cherish, it's become a self-centered, a purposeful effort on the part of the world, calls it media, whatever. I call it the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a spiritual thing, in other words. Because where there's confusion and so forth, God isn't in that plan. He's not the author of confusion. If He's not the author, who is? Well, Satan. Probably. What? We are the agents of confusion. All the devil can do is wave signs and blow empty words and make you think he has the power to manipulate situations. And then we come to find out that because of our unbelief and fear and maybe other things, we've actually created the mess we got ourselves into. We give him way too much credit. We need to take responsibility. When God says that you are this and you are that, then we need to say, I am what I am because the word said I am this. Not high and boastful, that, you know, you're a child of God, a son of the King. You can enter into his presence, but that's fine and good. But what he has said we are is saved, humble, to raise up people higher above ourselves, esteem them higher than us, to love them, to be there for them, to nurture and train them. You know what? I'm not talking about Christians there. That's funny, as I went through that. That's mothers, to bring up, to train, to guide, to teach, to demonstrate love, and to be there, put a Band-Aid on the knee or step between your child and the bully and say, bring it. Thank you, Mama. And I tell you, I know a little bit about mamas because my mama was like, she was like in the ether or something, like everywhere where we grew up. I could go anywhere and somebody say, that's Ruth's boy. How do they know? How do they know? I was in college, and my mom wasn't distracted from us for sure. She definitely knew what was going on with us, and she proved it without question to me. We were in Florida in college, ready to come home for a break, and I was involved in a traffic accident. Me and my cousin drove into an intersection to a green light, and a 1977 Chevy Suburban. The Army uses them like tanks. Not really. Here it comes. A guy from New York didn't see the light and hit the front of our car. It was an old Dodge Duster. And we had so much stuff in the car, all the workout equipment, because, you know, we were in college and whatever, and so it was really heavy. The front of the car broke. The car didn't get thrown. It just broke the front of the car. It just went that way. Okay. So the other car had two other people as a two-seater, and of course they didn't have anything, and they were right on home. They saw we weren't behind them. They came back. We had to spend the rest of the day trying to, what are we going to do with all this stuff? We got to get home. We can't get back into school, blah, blah, blah. I knew a person there that grew up with me in Virginia. Now, this was in Florida. And he was older. He had a home down there, was studying theology and studying for the ministry. And I said, let's just go over there and we'll just stay there because we can't sit here on the side of the road until we figure out what's going on. So we got into five of us that got into a car that seats two. Isn't that interesting? We got to this guy's house. We sat there. They had their house up for sale, and the wife came out and said, we'll do what we can to help you, but you can't go in the house because we're trying to sell it, and it's staged and on and on and on. And so we're sitting out on the front porch, and the phone rang at this house. And it rang and rang and rang and rang, and nobody was answering it. And I thought, hello, Curtis? Mom? Mom, how did you know? She said, what's going on? I talked hillbilly like she does when she talks. I just knew something was wrong with y'all. So what's going on? And come to find out later, she knew this, because she knew everybody. She knew this family. He was like the brother of somebody that she ran into at a store and met and talked to, and she never forgot him. And it just ran through her mind. She knew that he moved to Florida. She didn't know if he went to Pensacola or where. She just dialed his number to see if he could maybe help check on us, and I picked up the phone. There is a God. And also a mom. That means I better watch my P's and Q's here. So mothers like that shouldn't even be the exception. That is what moms are. That's what they do. We call it intuition. We have a lot of nicknames for the Holy Spirit. We call him hunch, intuition. We try to take credit for it. I got something special going on. No, you don't. You are special because God loves you, and that's the Holy Spirit. And even if you're not born again, you can still hear his voice. You have to be able to, or however will you hear him to be saved. He doesn't just love us a little. He loves us everything. So do mothers. So do mothers. He put that quality in to preserve, to nurture, to protect, to bring comfort. All of the things that you could write on a list, because I did this. I got it right here. Some of it. The opposite of those things that God has placed inside of mothers that are qualities that make the world and life successful for all of us. The exact opposite is what the world is touting today that women must do. You don't need to love and nurture. You need to just get rid of this thing. Self-love. Now, the Bible does say this. To love your neighbor as yourself. But you don't worship yourself. You take care of yourself. Hopefully a couple of baths a week. I'm in Ohio now, so it's probably three. Nourish yourself. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do. God says you need to treat other people that way. Do unto others as you would have them do unto others. Don't just wish it on them. Don't just pat them on the back and I wish you well. I love that for you. No, love them. And that's what mothers do. But on a line item basis, and you can't even make a list that's complete here. I have four things, but I wrote down there's many, many more. It's easy just to see these qualities of a godly mother, and the world and the society we're in is challenging that. On purpose, not by accident. Why? To try to diminish the importance of the family unit, of the mother. Now, there are mothers who are in families. There are mothers, for whatever reasons, they don't have the nuclear family that we have in this country. Other countries, other cultures have different things. It doesn't matter. There's one God, and when a woman gives birth to a child, that's the one mother. Whatever the religion, whatever the political affiliation, it's a mother and a child. And there are elements that are trying to separate that and tear that apart. Let me read a couple of them to you. Well, I'll read this to you first. Mothers are under attack. With all the chaos in the world right now, the family unit is the primary target of those that would see our country and our lives, our world, destroyed. The beauty and the miracle of childbirth, as well as the God-given parental role of mother, is experiencing the greatest challenges in history as we see society perpetually conditioned to believe that the birth of a child may or may not proceed as a decision, not a human life. Young adults are being indoctrinated with ideas that careers, personal agendas, accomplishments must not be placed in jeopardy due to a pregnancy or anything else that would interfere with those plans. Even though you may make decisions to do things that have consequences, it's all, you can correct them. You don't have to sow what you reap sometimes. You can dig that field up and just move on with your life. No, there's always a victim there. There's always a victim there. The obvious one is when we talk about the pregnancy, we talk about abortion. That's where life is, folks. That's why it's under attack. That's why the screen of what's moral is so clouded and murky right now. Where people say, that might be right for you, but it's not right for me. Well, there's another third person involved in this conversation who can't speak. And mothers should take care of them. And we're seeing it over and over that we're at a place now where there are ladies who defend their right to do these things. And I'm not here to argue that the ups and downs or the ins and outs of the abortion situation or Roe versus whatever. Today's Mother's Day. This is the day to cherish and honor the people who give birth to children. But we can't just allow the fabric of this creation of humanity that God put in place to just continue to be chipped away and nibbled away until there's no hope in people's eyes. And you know what? That's the key. That's what the enemy wants to happen to us. The Bible says hope deferred or hope set aside, put down the line, so to speak, makes your heart sick, makes your spirit ill. The spirit, we have to have hope. The Bible says that faith is the substance of the things we hope for. And if mothers lose hope in what it really means to be a mother, then this whole world will lose hope. Because that umbilical cord doesn't really get cut by the spirit when it does in the natural. You're a mother all your life. You know what else? You're a mother for all eternity. My mom will let me know that when I get to heaven and she sees it. Now, since I've been up here, here's the way it is. Okay, Mom. I'm glad it's that way. But there are people trying to make that not true. They're trying to say that that isn't what it really means. And I'm not saying we don't need to take up signs and march and push back in the natural. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal or physical. They're powerful through who? Through God, to pull down those strongholds. To make a strong wall of what? Resistance against them. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will what? It didn't say he might, or he might screw it off the side, or he'll just lay low for a while. No, but if you quit pushing, then the first people they can attack, mothers. You might think it's politicians, and we might think it's this, but it's not. It's the women. It's the female culture. Can you see it? That the attack is really centered around all of that. Every facet of everything going around the world is still attached to women. Well, you can be a woman if you decide you want to be. If you're a woman and want to be a man, you can decide to do that. We don't need to just come out and say, you know, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. What do you do? If we're going to weaponize something, what's the one thing that we should weaponize as Christians that the Bible said has never failed and that it never will fail? Love. That's a real challenge when somebody's 3 inches from your face doing funny finger signals to send you a message and saying they hate you. But it was also hard when they were driving a stake through his foot and stretching his arms out on a cross. And what did he say? Father, forgive them. And you know who was at the foot of that cross watching all of this? Mama. We're so blessed that God chose the human race to be reproduced through this way. The beauty and the majesty that he placed in to the mothers to bring life forth and to teach, not just to teach, to love, to correct, to love, to help, to love, to educate, to love. It all has to be tied to that. And that's the core. If all the attacks on society today can be loosely or directly tied to women and to motherhood and their purpose in the world and a purpose in life, then the underlying attack is get people to hate each other, not love each other. And I'm here to tell you, to confess to you, that I step in that pothole almost every single day. When you turn on the TV, blah, 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 I hate, you hate. And we've even gone so far that they've introduced the word hate where it should just mean uncomfortable. Well, I don't like your shirt. Well, you're a hater. You're a shirt hater. You're a hater. You're a bug hater. You're a woman hater. You're a man hater. Why? Because that's the opposite of love. What if somebody came up to you all emotional? You're a lover. You love people. Wait, that doesn't fit. Here, let's do a little test. Close your eyes for a minute. Now, reach in your pocket, pull out your watch. No. I'm going to say some words, and you just sit there and be aware of how it makes you feel. Be aware of the essence it creates. Hate, dominance, destruction, love, acceptance, redemption, peace. That's tangible, folks. You can feel that. Well, we live by faith, not by what we feel. But God gave us feelings, too. You don't have to be directed by them, but you can sure enjoy them. It's kind of like somebody said, well, money can't buy you happiness, but other guys said, well, you can rent it for a while. That's why love will overcome it, because it doesn't want to defend itself. It wants the other to benefit. It wants the other to benefit. It wants the mother to benefit. It wants her to be able to teach and love a child by demonstration and being there so that will go through life. And when they hear a hater, they repel, they resist, and it flees. If it's not fleeing, then we're not resisting enough. And here's the other thing. 1 minute left to share this with you. We don't resist people. You can walk away from people. God didn't call us to resist people. If our weapons of our warfare are spiritual, then so are the tactics. You resist the devil. You love people. You push back against destruction and hate and the negativity, but you love people. They might do bad things to you. They might say bad things about it. They are today. But herein is our challenge today. We're going to encapsulate it around mothers. Because I think if we realize that they're sort of the center of the target of all of this stuff, if we push back on their behalf, if we pray for our mothers, if we offer to do things or to be there or to enhance, and you know what? The best way to get, you tell me if I'm right, the best way to get to a mother is through their children. Love them. Show kindness. Show godly acceptance. And all these things of the world, just like the song used to say, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, the things of earth will grow strangely dim. Hate will be, I don't like that so much anymore. Okay, I told a fib, forgive me. One more thing. I'm in a good place for that, right? I've watched a few videos, sort of did this on purpose, because and I've said this myself, the primary global threat to the way we live is China and so forth, whatever. But I've seen people back and forth. I even know a person who went there years ago to live and to work and as a student, whatever. And they build relationships with other people. And they find out, hey, they have blood just like I do. They inhale. They eat food. They walk. Why do we have to hate these people? And I've observed at a distance, but I've observed that we don't have to. We're just told to by all of this stuff that comes back that we need to push against spiritually, to resist spiritually, not the people. Because they have to bury their dead, and those mothers love their babies. And you know what? In other countries, some women, they're not allowed to have children at will. We still have it great in this country, folks, because of mothers. Let's pray for them. Let's pray together, okay? Bow your heads, please. Father, we're grateful beyond our ability to say it for all the mothers, not just in our house today, but all the mothers everywhere. Thank you so much for what they mean to humanity, what they mean to you, Lord. Help them to realize your presence in their life today. We know you're there. But sometimes we need to shake ourselves and pay attention to that. Give them all a good day, Lord. May their bodies feel well. May their minds be cleared. May the distractions be few, if any, so they have a clear vision that you love them and that through you, your family, your children are loved as well. You said if you train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. We claim that promise today. On behalf of all these mothers, in Jesus' name, amen.